This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to give that sausage a whirl.
Boy, this is getting weird quick.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
All right, this is one of them kind of parties. There's a lot of crying in your beer, man. A lot of getting through it, man. It's a rough week after Texans get that ass thumped by the Tennessee Titans. And I know it wasn't literally a thumping on the scoreboard, but boy, when a team like that comes in and gets their third win of the season, it is a thumping and it is painful. It is of the painful kind, y'all. Here's the deal. I've been critical of post-game pressers. I've been critical of Monday pressers. I've been critical of the audio coming out of out of NRG Stadium all year long.
They're all fixable.
And it seems like, right? Yeah, that kind of stuff, Tyler. It seems like more and more folks in the fan base are starting to come around to my way of thinking. And here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen, is when you wait until the problem is so big, it's out of the jar, it can't be put back in the jar, so to speak, it's too late, right? And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm afraid it's too late. But nonetheless, D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of the Houston Texans, he did it. Here's D'Amico Ryans talking about how tough it is to apply his 24-hour rule after a loss. How tough it is to apply that rule after what happened against the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, this is extremely tough, and I'm not letting this one go. This will be a week-long one that I make sure we all remember. And so, man, we gotta change. We gotta play better. Right. So this one is gonna sit with me all week until we get the opportunity to go out and compete again versus the Jaguars. So I want this to sit. I want this to sting all week for our guys, and I want everybody to feel. I know that's how I'm gonna be feeling all week until we're able to go and change it.
Yeah, Ron, it happened, man. Everybody out there that was wondering every time I got on my soapbox about why is everybody so damn happy over there after giving games away? Why is everybody so happy over there with just getting a win even though you played like hell and it's not going to allow you to make that run at the Super Bowl, be one of the top teams in the AFC.
Ooh.
Why is everybody worried about enjoying themselves and joy and happy-go-lucky and sweep it under the rug all the time? Ron, it happened, man. I got to tip my cap to Miko, man. I appreciate better late than never, man. I greatly appreciate the coach getting to the point that I've been at for about 5 or 6 weeks.
Is that how you really feel right now? Better late than never.
Well, look. I mean, I'm gonna get to my real feelings, but this is what I've been wanting to hear. Now, I'll be honest with you. I did not hear this audio earlier. I did not hear it last night when it happened on Texans All Access. When I heard it today. I'll be honest with you, where my mind immediately went is the bar, the standard, the expectations for DeMeco Ryans and the Houston Texans is clearly set way too damn low.
Oh, my God.
Like, if it takes you losing to a two-win Tennessee Titan team, who we know the drama, we know the back and forth, we know the history. If it takes you losing to a team that's well beneath you for you to change your tune, to me, it speaks volumes. That's where you are. That's who you are. That's what the expectations are. You sweep things. When it's a great team like Green Bay and you win the turnover battle by three, you turn the football over early, your offense plays like ass, you got... Not your offense, but not only your offense, but your defense plays like trash down the stretch in situational football, and you end up losing a game that you should have won against a team that's been stacked up to be very comparable to you in terms of the NFL and Super Bowl contender and playoff contender. You lose that game and it's sweeping under the rug, no big deal. Week 7, I believe it was. Hey man, we'll it's a long season. And, you know, we're just going to get back to work, man. We're going to be better. We're going to execute better. Right? When it's a good football team, it's a little easier to stomach for some reason. But when it's the Tennessee Titans, boy, all of a sudden, we want this one to sting. I cannot help as a fan but to think that's somewhat backwards. I would rather my team, Ron, and my head coach come to the podium after the Green Bay loss, after the Detroit loss, even after the Minnesota loss, and I'd say, "Hey, this one hurts, man. We're a Super Bowl caliber football team, and damn it, we didn't play like it at all. We just gave a game away against a Super Bowl, one of the best teams in football. This one we need to feel this one all week long and make sure this crap doesn't happen again."
It felt like it ripped my nuts off.
Yes, it did. It did. Right? Like I would prefer my coach and my organization feel that way after disappointing losses to teams that you feel like you're comparable to than the shot in the dark Tennessee Titans coming in here and beating you like Carolina did or like Atlanta did last year. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Yep. Just, for me personally, like I would rather a heartbreaking loss to the Kansas City Chiefs be the game that my coach says, "Damn it, man, this one hurts. I got to keep this one with us. We're better than that, man. We had a great team on the ropes." But instead, it happens when it's Tennessee.
Or one of the losses. I mean, I'm sorry, or one of the wins.
Yes.
Games that you just know your execution should have been better.
Absolutely.
Like the Jacksonville game where you won and it was tight and you really allowed them to stay in it. You know, the Bears game where it was tight instead of, you know, and I do think
Indy week times, one.
Yeah, week one. But I do think at times, Clint, the doing it publicly is a way to kind of address your team and a way to hold them accountable, to let them know how serious you are. Yeah, you might do it in you know, behind closed doors, but
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I do think sometimes making the calculated decision to say it in public is a way to reach your team. So it's not even just like which game, it's some of these wins that they've had where, you know, it shouldn't be like, hey man, it's hard to win in this league, baby, you know. No, not just because, you know, when you hear the hey we won and you hear the yeah we got some stuff to clean up, but but we won, like driving it home then, even in those scenarios.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. It's just leading with, hey, we just lost Tennessee. Man, we did a lot of good things, man. We did a lot of really good things, man. Unfortunately, we just did too many negatives. They offset them. No, let's not talk about the good things. You didn't do enough good things. So, that to me is just, as a fan, like, I want the games where, okay, now you, the statement games, Detroit, Green Bay, Minnesota, obviously the Buffalo Bills, right? Those games, when you have it, you have one of those games, two of those games right there in your grasp and it slips. I want that to hurt.